All right, so today we're going to dive into a really interesting area.
Yeah.
We're talking hospices,
Okay.
but with a bit of a twist, right? We're going to be looking at how artificial intelligence can change things up in the world of hospices.
Wow.
And to help us out with this, we've got some insights from Artificial Intelligence Strategies LTD.
Okay.
Now, this is a company that focuses on AI solutions for nonprofits,
Uh-huh.
but in particular, they've been doing some work with hospices.
Yeah, that's a great area to be working in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, when we start thinking about hospices, what comes to mind? These are organizations that are dealing with some really tough situations.
Oh,
And they're
absolutely.
doing it often with very limited resources.
Yeah.
So the idea that AI could come in and, kind of give them a helping hand,
Yeah.
I think it's pretty fascinating.
It is. It's really exciting to think about the possibilities. And, what really strikes me is that, for hospices, it's all about providing that really compassionate care.
Right.
It's about making those final moments as comfortable and as meaningful as possible.
Yeah.
But the staff are often bogged down with so much administrative work,
Oh, absolutely.
just tons of paperwork scheduling, medication management, all of that takes away from the time they could be spending with patients.
Yeah, so much paperwork in healthcare.
It's incredible, and that's where AI can really step in and make a
Right,
difference.
like a digital assistant almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine if AI could take over things like scheduling appointments, managing medication reminders, updating patient records.
Yeah.
That would free up so much time for those nurses and caregivers to actually focus on what matters most.
I mean, that's incredible. And it kind of makes you think, if we can do that in hospices, what other areas of healthcare could benefit from that as well?
Oh, absolutely. I think the potential is huge, but it's not just about, throwing AI into the mix and hoping for the best. It's
Right.
about being strategic about it.
That's where this AI audit comes in.
Exactly. Artificial Intelligence Strategies LTD, they offer this AI audit for hospices, and it's basically like a checkup. It helps them figure out where AI can be most effective.
So it's like taking stock of what they have.
Exactly. And it's not just a one-time thing.
No.
It helps them develop this like future-ready strategy,
Yeah.
so they can keep up with the changes in AI as it continues to evolve.
Because it is moving so quickly.
Oh, it's incredible. The pace of development is just mind-blowing.
Absolutely. And, another area where I think this could have a massive impact is in fundraising.
Oh, fundraising. That's a huge one.
Because, hospices, they rely heavily on donations to be
Absolutely.
able to provide their services.
Yeah, and AI could really revolutionize the way they approach fundraising.
I'm looking at the source material here. It says something like, imagine reaching the right donors at the right time, tailoring your outreach to each supporter, and increasing donor engagement and retention.
It's a beautiful thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, traditional fundraising methods, it's a lot of guesswork. You're
Yeah.
sending out these mass emails or letters,
You're hoping for the best.
hoping that something sticks. But with AI, you can analyze donor data.
Oh, wow.
You can figure out their preferences, their giving history, even their online behavior.
Really? Wow.
And then you can create these super targeted campaigns.
So it's almost like a marketing campaign, but for donors.
Exactly. You're not just asking for money, you're building a relationship.
Yeah.
You're showing them that you understand their values, their interests,
Yeah.
and that can lead to much stronger connections and ultimately more support.
And more consistent support, too, I imagine.
Exactly. When donors feel like they're part of something, when
Yeah.
they feel like their contributions are making a real difference, they're much more likely to give again and again.
That makes sense. And, as we're talking about all of this, I keep thinking about the patients.
Of course, the patients are at the heart of it all.
Absolutely. And I'm wondering how this AI can actually directly impact patient care.
Well, one of the things that Artificial Intelligence Strategies LTD talks about is this concept of an AI-powered knowledge base.
Okay, so what does that mean?
So imagine this, you've got the central hub where all the information about patients is stored and analyzed.
Okay.
So you've got their medical records, their treatment plans, their social determinants of health, even their personal preferences.
So it's really building a complete picture of the patient.
Exactly. And the AI can then use this information to identify patterns and trends to predict which patients might be at risk of certain complications or which patients might benefit from specific interventions.
It's almost like having a really, really smart assistant.
Absolutely. It's like having this extra layer of support to help healthcare professionals make the best decisions for their patients.
So, for instance, like the AI could flag a patient who's at high risk of needing palliative care.
Exactly. And that could allow the hospice team to intervene earlier,
right,
provide the necessary support, and really improve the patient's quality of life.
And I imagine this is something that's constantly learning and getting better.
Oh, absolutely. The more data the AI has access to, yeah, the more accurate and insightful its predictions become.
So it's not a static thing. It's constantly evolving.
Exactly. And that's what's so exciting about it. You know, it's not just a one-time fix. It's a journey.
Yeah. And it's a journey that Artificial Intelligence Strategies, LTD, really emphasizes this idea of collaboration.
Yeah, they're not just providing the technology.
Right.
They're working with hospices to help them integrate AI into their operations.
They offer training and support and everything.
Exactly. They're empowering these organizations to really embrace the potential of AI.
It's really amazing to see that level of commitment. Yeah. And, you know, as we wrap up this deep dive, I keep coming back to the same thought. You know, we've talked about the potential benefits of AI for hospices, increased efficiency, enhanced fundraising, improved patient care. But I think the bigger question is, you know, what are the ethical considerations that we need to be thinking about?
Oh, that's crucial.
When we're talking about AI in a setting like hospice care.
Yeah.
You know, these are really sensitive situations.
Absolutely. And, you know, we need to make sure that the technology is being used in a way that respects patient privacy and autonomy.
Right. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about how we use it.
Exactly. And I think that's something that we need to keep in mind as we continue to explore the potential of AI in healthcare and really in any field.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a really thought-provoking deep dive.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
And it leaves me wondering, you know, what other areas of hospice care could AI influence in the future?
Oh, the possibilities are endless.
I mean, it's really exciting to think about how technology can be used to support these organizations that are doing such important work.
Absolutely. I think we're just at the beginning of this journey, and it's going to be really interesting to see where it takes us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me today for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all of our listeners out there, keep thinking about the possibilities of AI and how it can be used to make a positive impact on the world.
Absolutely.